toilet seat by about midnight. I really am trying not to laugh as I open the bag. Just go with it, Hetty. How often does a person get married? Twice? Three times, maybe? I only plan on doing this the once, Hetty says with a gooey, gushy smile. I can tell she is suddenly lost in all thoughts of her fiancé, Jack, which would be utterly sickening if I wasn't so damn happy for the two of them. More of a reason to go all out tonight, then, Safia says, pulling Hetty to her feet. So, firstly, your sash, my lady, I say regally, as I place the gaudy gold bride-to-be sash over Hetty's 60s-inspired blue dress. Secondly, your very trashy, very plastic tiara, Safia adds, fixing it to Hetty's head. When I bought it, it looks so tacky, but somehow Hetty manages to make it look half decent. Oh, how classy, Hetty says, laughing at herself in the mirror. I think she secretly likes all this crap, even though she was so insistent when we were planning the night that she didn't want any of the normal hen regalia you so often see at these events. Next, what do we have here? I say incredulously. Ah, of course. Your Willy's straw necklace. My what? You heard me, I cackle as I hang it around her neck. I really can't help laughing out loud this time. She's going to be sucking on a bright pink flashing penis all night. It's completely immature, I know, but bloody hilarious. Safia must agree because she's snorting with laughter next to me. We are bad friends. Oh, you look like an angel. If only your future mother-in-law could see you now. She would be so happy her boy is marrying such an elegant lady, Hetty says sarcastically. She must be very relieved that she hasn't invited her mother and mother-in-law to such a debauched night and instead opted to have a rather more serene afternoon tea with them next week. And last of all, Safia says, grabbing the final item out of the bag, learner plates. No, I draw the line there. I'm not going out with learner plates on me. Hetty strictly informs us with her face scrunched up. What? So a flashing willy straw is fine, but learner plates is too far? Oh, yes you are, Safia hoots loudly, pinning them to the back of Hetty's dress. We are getting far too much delight out of this. I hate you, Hetty says, trying not to smirk as she looks at us both. No, you don't. You love us. And we love you, I say back, as the words catch in my throat. Christ, now I'm feeling all emotional. I knew this would happen. Quick, where...